See Susie over there? See how she is mean to her staff? She belittles them and drags them down. Listen.
Tommy, you are so stupid. You never do anything right. You're a loser. Amy, you are good for nothing. You fail at everything you try to do. And Don, you continue to disgrace yourself and this department. Why are you guys so lazy? You're so disrespectful. Why were you even hired? You guys make me sick. I'm the only one around here who does anything right.
Now look at Dave. He manages people with faith and compassion. He lifts them up. Listen.
Jamie, that report was great. You took time and really put some thought into it. And Jason, you're stepping up to the plate, and you hit a home run. I'm keeping my eye on you, big fella. Andy, wow. Buddy, that was great work. I'm so proud of all of you. You make me proud to be your boss.
Which one do you think has the best progress? Obviously, it's Dave and his people. They continue to impress, and their progress is seen in all they do. Susie's team falls short every time. Their reports are the worst in the firm. You can see the result by the way each person speaks to their employees. Susie speaks death. She is self-centered and rude. She belittles each of her people. She says that they are worthless, which takes away their confidence in themselves. She reaps what she sows. They don't even try to please her because they know they can't. So why even try? She stunts their growth with every word out of her mouth. They are mean to her and treat her as poorly as she treats them. They have no respect for her, and even though they say they don't care what she says, it takes a toll on their self-esteem and the way they see themselves every time she puts them down. They feel underappreciated and overworked. Dave, on the other hand, builds his team up, so they try harder to please him. He shows them the respect they deserve, and in turn, it's easy for them to respect him. He's like a father building and grooming his children. They constantly improve with every task they are given. Personally, they are growing and becoming more confident in themselves. They trust in themselves and feel better in general. They are physically healthier and wiser. His team is by far the best in the firm. Now, you may not be a manager, but can you see how the words of your mouth affect others and yourself? Dave has high self-esteem because of a close relationship with God. He sees how God treats his people and knows how to bring out the best in others. He attends church and knows who he is spiritually. He believes in others and knows that speaking words of life over them caused them to feel better about themselves, giving them self-worth. He trusts in God with the words of his mouth and knows how to edify people. Susie, though, speaks a certain death over her team. She has no self-confidence and doesn't know who she is or what she is saying. She is also stressed and only sees things from her perspective. She lets demons into her mind by speaking death and not having a relationship with Christ. She does not know that there is a Heavenly Father who loves her and wants to see her succeed. She tries to do everything out of her own will. She's focused on all the wrong things, disapproves of everything in her life, and sometimes wonders if it is even worth it. She wonders if there is more to life, but hasn't heard differently. Things are caving in around her fast. So, what have you learned from all of this? What kind of person do you want to be?
I want to be like Dave and speak life over people. I want to see people succeed. I want them to have a relationship with God. I want them to know Jesus. But most importantly, I want to be a person who leads people like Susie to Christ. I want to see her find her way in this world by trusting God and speaking God's word into her life. I want to help heal her broken heart. I want everyone to have the relationship with God that Dave has. I want to be a person who values the words of my mouth.
That's a good choice.
Thanks, God.